SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden used a Holocaust remembrance speech to condemn the recent rise in anti-Semitism. White House correspondent Greg Clungston with that report.
With the Gaza war and college campus protests as a current backdrop, the president spoke out against what he called a ferocious surge in anti-Semitism.
It's absolutely despicable, and it must stop.
He warned that too many people are at risk of not knowing the truth about the Holocaust or the October 7th Hamas attack. The president also reiterated his unwavering support for Israel and its security.
Even when we disagree.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
In Berlin, police have broken up a protest by several hundred pro-Palestinian activists who had occupied a courtyard at Berlin's Free University earlier in the day. The protesters had put up about 20 tents and formed a human chain around the tents. Police also broke up a similar student demonstration in Amsterdam. Also at SRNnews.com, Roger Edwards, lead forecaster with the Storm Prediction Center, says some areas of the Midwest are still in danger of tornadoes and other severe storms.
There's a line of thunderstorms as we speak here from north central Missouri down toward southwest Missouri, and it arcs over the northwest corner of Arkansas and into eastern Oklahoma. And there's still potential for tornadoes and severe wind with that as that moves eastward into the Ozarks region and mid-Mississippi Valley.
Tornadoes in Oklahoma Monday night killed one person in Barnsdall. Apple-sized hail reported near Ellenwood, Kansas. Boeing calling off its first astronaut launch because of a fluttering rocket valve. The countdown halted Monday night. The flight bumped to next week. On Wall Street, the Dow up 64 points, the Nasdaq adding 32. This is SRN News. Helping create the Christ-centered nonprofit Rustic Way Ranch outside of Dallas wasn't exactly easy. Organizers had to secure 10 acres of land, purchase horses to use in equine assistant therapy, and recruit both paid staff and volunteers. But co-founder Court Carricker feels it was all worth it to help launch therapeutic horsemanship for teens. He feels horses really connect with emotionally troubled teenagers.
Because horses are a truly empathetic animal. They sense you, they sense your heart rate, they can feel how you're feeling, and there's a physiological change that actually happens when people are around horses. And so with that, when someone's on a horse, there is truly a change in how they are, how they feel, and really just has a change in their life.
Carricker adds that kids his team helps are struggling with many emotional issues, including bullying and attempts at suicide. More information at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. In health news, for the first time, researchers have identified a genetic form of late-in-life Alzheimer's disease.
Most cases of the mind-robbing disease occur after age 65. A gene called APOE4 has long been considered a key risk factor. But new research says if people inherit two copies of that gene, it's not just a risk, it appears to be an underlying cause. About 15% of Alzheimer's patients are thought to carry the gene pair. Scientists say the distinction could have implications for both research and treatment. The findings were published Monday in Nature Medicine. Keith Peters reporting.
The Walt Disney Company moved to a lawsuit its second quarter, hampered by significantly higher restructuring and impairment charges, but it's adjusted profit topped Wall Street's view, and its streaming business was profitable. Theme parks also continued to be a strength. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.